Surely, this Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. The trustworthy spirit brought it down upon your heart so that you may become one of those who are appointed by Allah to warn the people in a plain Arabic language. This fact was foretold in the scriptures of the former people. Is it not sufficient proof for the people that the learned men of the children of Israel knew about it? Even so, that if we had revealed it to a non-Arab and he had recited it to them in fluent Arabic, they would still not have believed in it. We have thus caused unbelief in the hearts of the criminals. They are not going to believe in it until they see the painful scourge, which, in their heedlessness, will come to them suddenly. Then they will ask, "Can we be given some respite? Do they wish to hurry on our scourge? Just think, if we let them enjoy this life for many years, and then the scourge with which they are threatened falls upon them, of what avail will their past enjoyments be to them? Never have we destroyed a population to whom we did not send warners. They were all forewarned, and we have never been unjust. This Quran is not brought down by the shaitans. It is neither in their interest nor in their power to produce such a masterpiece. They are kept too far off to even hear it. So do not call on other guides besides Allah, lest you become one of those who incur his punishment. Admonish your close relatives and lower your wings of kindness to those believers who follow you. But if they disobey, tell them, 'I am not accountable for what you do.' Put your trust in Allah, the Mighty, the Merciful, who observes you when you get up and when you walk among those who prostrate themselves in worship. He is the one who hears all and knows all. Shall I tell you, O people, on whom the shaitans descend? They descend on every slandering sinner, those who listen to hearsay, and most of them are liars, and those poets who are followed by those who go astray. Do you not see how aimlessly they wander in every valley, preaching that which they do not practice themselves? However, an exception is made for those who believe, do good deeds, engage much in the remembrance of Allah, and defend themselves when wronged, showing no vindictiveness. The unjust oppressors will soon find out what the vicissitudes their affairs will take."